media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Doing well. Happy New Year to you as well. Before we talk about conference play, I want to go back and talk about your non-conference schedule, where you guys certainly had some strong performances. The win over Houston and at LaSalle, certainly a tight game at Temple. With the injuries you've dealt with and so many new guys, what did you learn about your team over the non-conference stretch?
Well, I think we know what we're capable of. It's frustrating, certainly, to not be at 100% or have all of our entire arsenal available to us every game. But we certainly had some bright spots and some high moments where we did some really good things to represent our league. It's a great league. It's a competitive league. And I think we all did the best we could in the non-league portion to position ourselves for whoever represents us in postseason play, that we're in a good spot.
You've been doing this for a while, and I'm sure you knew coming into this year that it was, with so many new guys, it was going to take a while to gel. But when you combine that with the injuries that you've dealt with, how tough has it been as a head coach to get these guys all on the same page?
Well, you got to be a little bit resilient, and you got to just make sure that we're focusing on the right things every day, and the guys that are physically there able to do it, they were making steps forward, and when they're not there, they're doing what they can to get back involved. I know this, no one's going to feel sorry for you when you have injuries, and you got to develop the guys that are healthy, and you got to get the guys that aren't healthy back as soon as you can, and keep everybody mentally focused and sharp, and that's always a challenge, but that's nothing new, and you got to keep moving forward, and I think, to our guys' credit, certainly we've had some valleys. We've also had some peaks, and I think we're making progress, and that's the most important thing.
When you've had everybody on the floor, which hasn't been a whole bunch, but when you've obviously brought in some talented players on the offensive end with Tremaine and Troy Harper and Alejan, what do you like about the way that those guys have played together, and what kind of potential do you see down the road?
Yeah, you said when we've had everybody on the floor together. I don't know that we have, because we missed Alejan for the first five games due to some NCAA rules interpretations. After that, we worked in the a pretty consistent flow of the injury bug that we're still missing Sam Green and Tyshawn Miles, and obviously Tremaine not 100%. But I think we're capable of competing and playing with anybody. And we're also capable of not having success any given night. But I think that can be said for everybody in our conference. And that's why the Colonial is such a great league. I think that's why it's so competitive, top to bottom. And every game, every night, doesn't matter who's playing who or where, the results are pretty close.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I know a 1-3 start in CAA play is not necessarily where you want to be, but that one was a big one, an overtime win over the preseason conference favorite in Charleston. What did you do well in that game to be able to knock them off?
Well, I thought we played at a pace for our guys to be successful on the offensive and defensive end, and mostly defensive transition. We made the other team work and made them have to guard us for a long possession. So we did that well, and we took great shots for the most part. Shot selection is a a delicate issue, but I thought for the most part we took good shots, which allowed us to be in great rotations and defensive transition coverage and guard them in the half court.
You make the short trip on Thursday night down to Delaware, and they obviously Ryan Daly, everybody knows about, but they've added some new pieces as well. As you started to prepare for the Blue Hens, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, I think that they've had success in league play. They're certainly dealing with some injuries as well, but Martin does a great job maximizing his group, and they'll be ready to play. It's a group that certainly starts with Daly, but I think that their young guard, Allen, very good. Eric Carter's playing well. Mosley, I think the entire group, they're an improved group from last year. And you can tell. And we've got to be ready to compete, and we've got to be ready to execute.
What makes a guy like Daly so tough to stop?
Well, I think he scores at all three levels. He can get to the rim, and he's strong enough to finish. He has a very good pull-up game, and if he's given space and doesn't need much time, but if he's given space and has a window, he's going to rise up and shoot it. I thought, they got down early at Wilmington, and he was able to hit a couple big shots just to keep them kind of in striking distance, and then they went on a run. And I thought he was a big part of that just early on when they started down. Obviously, they, dominated a large chunk of that game, and certainly the time of possession battle and slowing things down. But, he's a very good basketball player. That's no surprise to any of us who have seen him play and watched what he did last year in our league. And for them to be successful, they have to continue to do that. And we need to have a plan to stop him as well as everybody else.
All right, Zach, great talking to you as always. Appreciate your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you each week.
Okay, guys. Thanks. We'll see you.
All right, thanks very much.